You're listening to This Podcast Is For Women, episode number 69, The Hail Mary Pass, part 2, How to Get Your Ex Back Fast, How to Repair Your Relationship, How to Really Reconnect with Your Ex or Your Partner in a way that will make you have a wonderful, positive feeling about your future, no matter how it unfolds, whatever direction it goes. I want you to look back and no longer be troubled with feelings of what if? What if I would have said this? Or what if I would have done this? There's no more doubt in your mind. You have experimented with the Hail Mary pass. You have given it the time that I recommend giving in the ABCs to get him back, which is somewhere around 3 months. So I really continue to break it down for you in this podcast episode number 69. Again, this is part 2. You can also check out part 1, which is in episode 68. Now, this is my last podcast episode for the year. I will see you in the new year. And I really hope you enjoy it and take some time to dig in, learn more about what is really involved in whether or not a man is right for you. If he's exited from your life, you're spending a lot of time wondering why he left or what you could have done differently, or if things might change in the future. Will he ever come back? It's a lot of energy that we really put into what may be or where this might go. And I am all for peeling your energy off of the man and getting very clear, getting very real with yourself, and also moving into the future. Even though you can't imagine any other person you would want to be with, it's important to get your energy into the future because, as I've said many times, I probably said this in the first part of the Hail Mary pass, if your energy is down in the dumps, if you're wearing that garbage bag, if you're crying in the ditch, if your energy is down in the dumps, you're in that old relationship. You're in the old relationship that didn't work out. So that's where your energy is. So there's no way you can have positive transformation that's going to be the relationship that you truly wanted, a relationship that's going to work with a man who's going to be able to show up, provide, pursue, and maintain. These are the three important elements to a relationship with a masculine energy man. Otherwise, you are the person pursuing. You are the person making sure the relationship continues and grows. You are the person maintaining all of the juicy little bits that keep the relationship and love alive and feeling fulfilled. And you don't want that. That becomes a very one-sided relationship, and it almost always turns into a pumpkin at midnight. So I encourage you pay close attention to these two episodes about the Hail Mary pass. If you are in a getting back situation, or just curious to learn more about this process, check out my program, The ABCs. And without much more ado, let's get started with part 2.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so you have done the exercise where, is this really your dream guy? You have begun to emotionally thaw out. You are feeling your feelings in your body. You're not stuffing them down. You're not staying stuck in idealization or pining for a man where things weren't working out. You're seeing him as he truly is. This next step I teach in New Man Manifesto, which is take the qualities that worked in your previous relationship. For example, did he have great energy? Did he really know how to kiss and make love to you? Did he want to explore your body? Was he curious about you? Did he always have something fun to share or talk about? Did he have a great sense of humor? Did you laugh a lot? Get in touch with what worked in that relationship and begin building your new man manifesto with the qualities I do want in a loving, long-lasting relationship that leads to marriage. You want to start building this list and not just, oh, he's got to have perfect teeth, make six figures a year, be either an attorney or a real estate agent. you can be specific as much as you want to, but I really want you to get in touch with how that relationship will feel to you. So for example, in a previous relationship, I had a man who was a big earner, very hard worker. I hardly got to see him. It felt terrible. Things didn't matter. I had handbags and nice sofas and rugs and beautiful dishes, but none of it really mattered if I was alone. So get clear with how you want to feel. I attracted a much better partner and situation suited for my life with Jeff. And he makes great money and he's very creative and we still get to enjoy all these beautiful, wonderful things in life. But I have a friend now. I have someone who wants to garden and take trips with me and is emotionally and physically available for me. So get in touch with how you want to feel. I cannot stress this enough. Every night, if you can, take a moment to build on your new man manifesto, review it, and read it. Now, this next step is called Snapshot. I've spoken a little bit about Snapshot in some of my videos and maybe even another podcast episode, but Snapshot is so fun because it really is how you want to feel, what you want to be doing. And sometimes when I'm talking with clients and I'm coaching, I actually see their snapshot in my mind and I'll describe it to them and they're like, oh my God, Adrienne, you're not going to believe this. That's everything that I like, or you're describing my favorite restaurant right now. Now, I don't claim to be psychic, but sometimes I'm picking up on your energy about what it is you want. But we get so stuck and lost in that struggle and being hopeful and pining for the man in your past, you can't see the future. Sometimes I can see the future, but I want you to see the future. And that is picture the two of you together, holding hands, laughing, a child in your lap, or you're pregnant, or you're out hiking a mountain and he's reaching to hold your hand to pull you up the hill. Find your picture in your mind. Create that snapshot. Now, I had a snapshot in my mind of I would walk this little hill on a path I would take in a local park. And every day I would walk that little hill and I said, this would be a beautiful place to have a wedding march. And so my snapshot began. I would walk that path and I would see my husband standing up at the top of the hill waiting to marry me. And I would walk to the top of the hill. I would take his hands. I would hold them. I would look into his eyes and I would see his lips saying, I do. And I would have my wedding and I would practice this over and over and over again. Sometimes I could really clearly see Jeff. Other times I saw a different man. And it really doesn't matter because it's about what you're feeling. So as much as you can, create that snapshot, see it in your mind. If you can practice it and play it out, do so. This is a huge game changer in your energy. Another exercise is setting the place setting for two. Set your place setting for two in the evenings and have dinner with your husband or lunch or whatever it may be. In fact, you can have as many imaginary conversations as you can with your future husband and let them unfold and see how you would speak to your husband, how you would show up, where your energy would be. What sort of conversations would you have? Now, if you happen to know how my story ends or how it unfolded, I actually got married in the park where I used to take my walk and have my little snapshot moment and play out all those wonderful, amazing feelings I would have getting married. We got married there and it happened very organically. I mean, one day we were just out walking around talking about where to get married and we happened to be at that park. And my husband said, why not here? And I thought, oh my gosh, wait a minute. I had kind of forgotten about it, but it's amazing how the universe will hand something right to you when you feel good about it and it's in alignment. I would also have this imaginary conversation with my husband where he would tell me about cycling and going long distances and things like this. And I thought, well, that's an interesting thing my imagination has just handed me. But sure enough, when Jeff showed back up in my life, he was in biking gear and he had a bicycle with him. He had taken up road biking. So it's just very strange sometimes how these things work out. But regardless, you get the practice and you're getting your energy in alignment. So this is what you're doing. This is just some of the things you're doing during this 3-month process. What you are not doing is reaching out to your ex, calling him, messaging him, trying to come up with reasons to speak to him, going places where you know he'll be. You're not pushing your energy towards him. You're making your life rich, full, and juicy so that he will be attracted to and drawn to. Now, let's talk a little bit about what actually happens during the Hail Mary pass. This is where you prepare, after 3 months of doing your inner work, you prepare how you want to reconnect with your partner. He may have blocked you on social media. He might have changed his phone number. Whatever it is, find a way to connect and communicate with him and just let him know the following. I've missed you. I've missed connecting with you. It would feel really good to get together and have a cup of coffee and catch up. What do you think? That's it. It's that simple. You reach out to him with an invitation to get together. Sometimes a man will immediately get back to you and say, yes, I've also been thinking about you. And the coffee sounds great. And then it takes like somehow weeks for this date to happen. If your man says yes, go ahead and tell him a few times and days you want to get together. This is not where you want to start playing some dating game that isn't happening yet. You want to just be able to reconnect, sit down and have coffee, and talk about whatever that comes up. Here's what you do not talk about, however, the relationship. There are no instant relationships. You are not looking for an instant relationship. You are just in a reconnection process with your Hail Mary pass. That means I'm going to meet this man. I'm going to lean back and let it unfold. Even if he starts the conversation off with, so, you wanted to see me. Here I am. What do you want to talk about? Have something to talk about. What have you been doing for the last 3 months? Because in the ABCs to Get Him Back program, if you've worked that program with me, we've been focusing on making your life rich, full, and juicy while you are apart from this man. So hopefully you will have something to share that is exciting and fun and wonderful to talk about. The other thing you'll be doing is using feeling statement. Oh, I feel excited to see you. This feels really warm, a little bit scary. You're in a different energy now, and your man will notice. He will probably instantly be drawn to and attracted to you and also scared as hell. And that's okay. It's a scary process getting back together. You just want to have your energy in a neutral, calm place of leaning back and letting it unfold. Now, when you're on this coffee date or however the two of you decide to get together, be prepared. He might start talking about his new girlfriend. He might share with you who he's been dating. He might ask you, so have you been dating people? You want to be prepared to answer some of these questions in advance. So before you even send that Hail Mary pass to him, prepare yourself a little bit for these conversations. And that's where you're getting all that imaginary practice, whether you're setting a place setting and you're having an imaginary coffee, or you're just finding ways to put him in the car seat next to you and have conversations with him. A favorite of mine that I suggest in the ABCs, if a guy asks, so have you been dating someone new? You can say, oh, wow, I'm flattered that you want to know, but I don't know if I want to talk about that. Or I'm not sure if I feel comfortable sharing that yet. So you're being very kind. You're being empathetic. But you're also saying, that would feel a little weird for me to talk about. I'm not there. And just leave it at that. If your man begins to go on and on about someone he's dating, again, just let it unfold. You don't have to say things like, I understand, or I'm really happy for you, or it's so great you've moved on. Don't say these emphatic, automatic responses that seem polite. I want you to really be in your body. And if you don't have anything positive to say, maybe just pass on saying anything at all. Remember, conversations with men in feminine energy don't always have to be tit for tat. Sometimes no response is a response. So you can always ask yourself, is this really worthy of a response? Now, as I previously mentioned, there are no instant relationships. So this first coffee date is just about reconnecting and seeing one another, him getting to see you in your feminine energy that you have been practicing for the last 3 months and learning all my tools and my techniques. You've been quantum dating. You've been changing up your vibe. There's so much I go into in the ABCs to Get Him Back program and in the VIP library. You will have so much to do that when it's time for this Hail Mary pass, you will not struggle in this process. But now here you are having coffee, and at some point he will message you and say, hey, yesterday felt great. Or you may message him after the coffee and say, it felt wonderful to see you. Would love to do it again sometime. And then you leave it. If he messages you back, if he shows interest, you can communicate that with him. But at the same time, you don't want to become a surrogate or a chat buddy, and you don't want this to go too fast. In fact, you're kind of at step one of dating. You're at the dating process. And oh my gosh, before I go much further, whatever you do, during your Hail Mary pass first meetup, please, please, please don't fall in bed with the guy. Tell him you're flattered. Tell him it would feel wonderful to get together. But you just don't feel like that's a good idea for you. You can even say, I'm really looking for a loving, long-lasting relationship, and things like that don't serve me anymore. As much as I would like to, that's just not where my energy's at these days. So after this initial coffee date, if he begins to text you and communicate with you, you can, after a certain amount of time of communicating, like within a week or two, let him know, texting has felt great. It would feel wonderful to see you again. What do you think? So now you're back in this place of step one of dating, reconnecting, going on regular dates, seeing one another. I once helped a client that, for example, her guy kept stopping by after work and would want to hang out with her and sometimes have dinner. Sometimes he'd watch a movie. And she said, this is amazing. Like, I don't want to rock the boat, but what am I? You know, what am I to him? Where are we going? And I was like, that's exactly what you want to say. After several reconnection dates, even if he doesn't call them dates, they might really be dates. You can say to him, the past few weeks have felt amazing. I'm curious, where do you see us going? He might tell you he doesn't know, he's not sure, he's worried. And I want you to just listen and again, use your tools that I've taught you through the ABCs, such as your Really, Really Get Him tool, where you empathetically listen and decide if you need to respond with this comment or if you're just going to feel your way through and let it unfold. So this is something that happened with Jeff and I. We were seeing each other fairly regularly and just having what felt like just platonic reconnection. It felt very safe. And I said to him, I'm curious, where do you see us going? And it really is about the guy having this far away look in his eye where he's like, yeah, where am I going with this? I like seeing you. I like dating you. But you don't want to fall right back into that familiar thing where the relationship ended. In the case of Jeff and I, it was because commitment. I wanted to be a wife. He never had seen himself as a husband. So you're back at step one. And that is where you would use the script. I have always been your friend. I can't just be your friend. And this, listeners, this is where you may have to start the Hail Mary pass process all over again, where you let the man know, reconnecting with you has felt wonderful. This has felt great. Where do you see us going? If he doesn't have a solid answer for you and wants to keep you around as a surrogate or a friend, you have the option to walk away at that point, or you can still let it unfold for a little bit. You decide the timeline. Do you just give it about 3 months to see where it goes, but also keep your life rich, full, and juicy? Keep quantum dating, even though your ex is back into your life. So when Jeff came back into my life, I was somewhat still quantum dating, but very quickly, I would say within under 2 months, he said, no, I want to be with just you. I want to be with you. I've made up my mind. I want to work this out. I want to figure this out. So I opened up my laptop. I went to the dating site, and guess who had sent me a like that day on my dating profile? The artist. It sent chills all up and down my spine because it was like the moment Jeff came back into my life, he felt something towards me. The artist got woken up. And this is what I mean by like an ex always comes back around. They really, really do.
Are you yearning to reignite that flame? Longing for a second chance with the one who holds your heart? Look no further than the ABCs to Get It Back program, your beacon of hope in the world of relationships. As a devoted dating and relationship coach, I've crafted a roadmap just for you, an exclusive pathway toward rekindling passion, fostering understanding, and reestablishing the profound connection you've been missing. Your story doesn't end here. You don't have to spend another night wondering what went wrong or wondering what if. It's time to script a new chapter in your life. Discover the ABCs to Get Him Back program. It is proven to work and will bring you amazing results too. Don't wait. Visit my website, everheartcoaching.com, or click in the link below. Your happily ever after is within reach.
So whether your man reaches out to you before the Hail Mary pass, you don't even have to do it, or you reconnect organically through this Hail Mary pass process, trust and know that everything is unfolding for you perfectly. Everything always works out for you, and everything is unfolding for you to the best and highest good. Trust in that process. And that is how you get to where you want to be in life, having a loving, fulfilling relationship with someone who can problem solve, be wonderful and caring to you, show up in your life, be emotionally and physically available. This is how you get to all the rich, juicy, wonderful things you want in life. Not by staying stuck in the past with a relationship that didn't work out for a reason. The last little thing I want to share with you is not too long ago, I had a client go on a Hail Mary pass date with her guy out for coffee. And the whole time she was on the date, she just got this energetic vibe for him that, you know, maybe she was just kind of, you know, looking for sex and looking for a hookup with him. And he treated her really aloofly the entire time on the date. And she saw a side of him that she remembered. Again, from the past where things didn't work out, she saw this like aloof, judgy, almost like a power struggle or a power play. Some would call it some sort of narcissistic abuse, you know, where the guy is just kind of taunting you with his presence. And she really felt this. She was certain it was not imaginary. And a few days later, after the Hail Mary pass coffee date, she wanted to reach out to him and let him know that she had had a great time and would love to see him again. And he just sent the message, why? She let him know, well, I'm interested in reconnecting with you. I miss you. I miss connecting. And it would be great to just occasionally see you and see if things might work out. And then she received the message that really no one wants to get, which is, I'm over this. I've moved on and you should too. You deserve better. You deserve someone else. I don't feel the way I used to. It's so crushing to get that news from a man. But when you do, let's go back to the first thing I talked about with the Hail Mary pass. You get an answer. You are no longer lying in bed awake at night wondering, what if I would have said this? What if I would have done that? I wonder if things would have ever worked out with him. Now you know. So the Hail Mary pass works like this. Either the man will respond or he will not. Either your energy has changed and the alignment of your energy has changed and you're attracting a new version of him, or you don't. It's one or the other. The beautiful part is in the practice of this process, because regardless of that man, you have moved up the tiers. You have changed. You have gone up these steps, these tiers of change, and advanced your life in a way that you would not have done had that man never shown up in your life. So this is what I mean by a man is bringing you a message, or he's bringing you a gift. He's giving you something that you otherwise would not have had if he hadn't shown up in your life. The artist was that person to me. I discovered this career of coaching. I wanted to help women, especially over 40 or getting into their late 30s and over 40, about how to not be with time wasters anymore. Because the dating game changes once you get into your 30s, especially 40s and beyond. I was not prepared for men who would love bomb me or all these games that some guys can play. I wasn't ready for any of this. I thought, you know, you go on a date with someone, you like them, you stay with them. That's how it works. That's who you might marry. I didn't have this concept of quantum dating or, oh my gosh, a boy toy. But this is where you change up your vibe. This is where you embody a new energy and get clarity and work on your feminine energy tools and discover who you truly are and what is it you truly want. Not just fate putting a man in front of you by chance. This is about actively changing and enhancing your energy and working on yourself as a person, your connection to God, the universe, who you are on this planet, what you want in life. It is a deep, deep process. And that person is in front of you for a reason. They're here to teach you something. And the Hail Mary pass helps you learn from it so that you can move on either into the future with your man or keep on unfolding that rich, juicy life of yours. All right, everyone. I hope this episode has been helpful. If you would like some more coaching or advice or one-on-one connection with me and my 5 coaches, feel free to join iHeart Love Academy. It is a private group online on my very own app. Or check out more of my programs online at everheartcoaching.com. New Man Manifesto is a great program for manifesting the man of your dreams and even repairing your current relationship that you're in. Femme Tools for Dating is a must-have for any woman who's new to dating and wants to learn the steps and processes of feminine energy dating. And of course, you can find the ABCs to Get Him Back program on my website. So check out the links below. If this podcast episode has been helpful, share it with a girlfriend. Please rate and review. This helps more listeners find my podcast and align with this valuable, life-changing information. All right, everyone. I'm sending you much love. Mwah. Bye.